Caribbean leaders raised their voices against foreign interference in Venezuela.
The international system, which has never been perfect, is now being dangerously weakened. A handful of powerful nations are seeking to violate international norms and the rule of law to advance narrow political agendas, concerned more with getting rid of governments that they dislike than in advancing human rights under whose guise they seek to cover.
Gaston Brown, Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda, addressing the 74th session of the United Nations General Assembly this past September at UN headquarters in New York.
16 countries, a few of them perhaps coerced into participation, maybe by threats or promises, invoked the Inter-American Treaty of Reciprocal Assistance as a weapon against the sovereign nation of Venezuela. The treaty is a 72-year-old anachronism that encourages the use of force against a sovereign state. Without producing a shred of evidence to support the allegations, these 16 nations have arbitrarily decided to impose sanctions against Venezuela with the sole intention of regime change.
Venezuela is not alone.